Hi, leaders. So you know how I say that I don't want you to keep on learning vocabulary left and right. Like I don't want you to spend again time watching Netflix thinking that it will help you tomorrow for your meeting, you know? Okay, but then how do you progress? How do you still make it in order to be able to speak English at work? So you need to understand that you have a huge foundation in your mind. This is called passive vocabulary. So what is it? It's all that vocabulary that you heard so you can recognize it, but you are not using it. You will not be able spontaneously to use that word, but your mind knows what it means and recognize it. There are many different types of statistics in this area, but one of the statistics is that the amount that you have in terms of active vocabulary, which is the contrary of passive vocabulary. So as you can imagine, active words, active vocabulary are the ones you are using spontaneously when you have a discussion. And so one of the statistics is that if you have, let's say, 40,000 active words in your vocabulary, you have 25% more of those 40,000. So let me do it. If it's a bit difficult to follow with thousands, let me just say, if you have 100 active words, you would tend to have 125 passive words. So that's huge, huge. It's to show you how massive, whatever the scale is at the end, but it is massive, the amount of passive vocabulary we have compared to the active vocabulary. Why do I say that? Because you have watched so many things around on English, or read so many things, or listened to so many things in English, that you have built a list of vocabulary. So you have a lot in terms of passive vocabulary. The two questions are, do you have the right passive vocabulary in order to be able to communicate for your work as a leader? That's the first question. And second, once you've accumulated the right vocabulary, are you actively using it? So back to the first question, do you have learned the right vocabulary that you need? Doesn't mean you know how to use it for now. Have you learned it? So look at your job, look at your ambition in that job. What do you want to achieve? Remember, we want to transform. It's not just about learning English. We have a purpose. We have a goal. What do we want to do with English? If you're currently an employee and you want to become a leader, that means you need to speak more strategically. And at the same time, you need to be able to talk about the expertise in your current role in a proper manner, whether you are in engineering or in procurement. Now, let's say you are already a team leader. You need to be able to make sure that you are a great leader in that role towards your team. What about the discussion with your peers and your N+1? Do you have as well this type of vocabulary? Same if you're an executive or a business owner. You have to think strategic as well, but you need to think even longer term, 5-10 years from now. You need to look at partnerships. You need to be able to publicly, in a way, represent your company. Do you have the right vocabulary for that? If you don't, that's the vocabulary you want to learn first. Then in a second phase, you don't want to keep learning more about things related to holidays or how to do small talks. No, first focus just on being efficient within your role. That's the core foundation. Once you have that vocabulary, now it's about making sure that that vocabulary becomes active. That's the second part that is very hard. And it is so hard that people try to avoid it by hiding behind the fact that they need to learn more vocabulary. And it's not intentional or it's not bad behavior. It's just how the system made us believe it is. But no, it's just that you have already a lot of passive vocabulary. So now the second step is, okay, let's turn that into active. And you know how to make that active. It's not by learning something, it's by talking. So you need to speak. There's no choice. That's how it is. It's like if you want to learn dancing or if you want to learn a sport, you have at some point to go on the field and then do the work. It's the same here. And the same way in the first phase, you wanted to be tactical about the type of vocabulary and the scope of vocabulary you were learning so that it's really the core, the essential to really be professional and positioning yourself already well in your role. You also want to be tactical here in the way you select the situations. You don't want to start immediately to prepare for that big meeting with 10 other leaders where you need to be the one presenting. No, you need to do that step by step at your level, but you need to have a plan. You cannot just randomly make it once or tomorrow, I'll talk a little bit at lunch with a colleague. And then, oh, I'll talk with my preferred customer, you know. It has to be tactical. Your execution needs to be thought before. So that will depend on your level, on your how comfortable you are, on your personality. It depends how extrovert, introvert you are. There's all type of leaders and all is good. It's about being self-aware. Who are you? What do you want? What are your limits? What are your strengths at the moment? Where do you want to be? And then according to that, then you define your plan to say, okay, this week during 1 month, I will speak English. Yes, it can be at lunch, for example, in a casual way with some colleagues you know very well. Then the second week, I will rather make sure I call some of my customers, or I will talk with my colleagues, or I will do this weekly meeting in English. So you need to increase the complexity of it, the difficulty of the exercise. That's how you make sure that you learn English the right way. So it's about being focused on what is it that you want to achieve. So watching videos, I'll do another episode on that. I know many people would watch tons of videos on YouTube to know how to learn more vocabulary. But don't forget, that's going to be passive. And second, it's not going to be necessary words that are directly related to your position. And yes, you might say, no, but it is useful. It is useful to say, I disagree, I don't disagree. Yes, that's true. This is important. But yet, then you just need to be very clear on when I select this video, is it going to be needed for me to know that so that I can build this essential part of my vocabulary first before trying to diversify. It's a bit like building a business. You don't want to start with 10 offers. You first start with one or two. You make sure those ones are solid and that people are coming in, customers are coming in, and that you're able to deliver. Once you have those foundation, and when you see that the operations, the processes are running well, then you start thinking, hey, let's start our third or fourth offer. we had planned to do in our, as part of our strategy and our vision. So you have a vision, you know where you want to be. You have values that carry you because you know what's going to be your impact as a company. But first, if you don't want to burn out or you don't want to give up on that business too soon or on that project, you first need to make sure that you secure the foundation of that business. It's like the foundation of a home, you know? You don't want to rush. Make sure the foundations are right. And then you can build on that and start to diversify or add new items that are needed. If you enjoy this episode, rate the podcast. Take care. And remember, even if you're a non-native speaker, we need you as a leader beyond borders.